Scotty's like, well, damn, I don't see us losing a game for 3 months.
Hey, yo, fuck you, bro, because I said that and I ain't won since. I want you to know that I said that shit like 3 pods ago. I was like, y'all might not, I'm in that zone where I don't lose the game for the rest of the season. We going to run the table.
Right.
I ain't won a game since, nigga. Lost it. Lost by 8, lost by 9. That shit hurt.
Yeah. That was bananas, yo. What the fuck?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ World Premiere. That is King on the other end of the line.
Yes, sir.
This young man had a good week. I want y'all to know he was in the green room talking cold cash shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to ball hog the joint. just me versus Jamal, you know, just me versus Kaiser Sose.
You know.
Your king, ain't that your king?
I mean, he's pretty much, yeah, he's in first in the division, yo. I mean, him, and then you got, you know, Jim in your division, who's 7-3 also. So either way, like, I'm starting to think, like, you know, between both of our divisions now, like, we're getting to, like, the thick of things where, like, it's starting to really get shaken up. I think to where, like, you know, me, Dan, Dez, Callie, like, however the seating is going to go, I think amongst us, like, we may be messing up some plans, you know, come week to week now, because I'm not saying I'm going to keep winning, but it just kind of feels like that, and that's just because I'm on a 3-game winning streak. I could probably lose next week and be like, damn, all right, well, I rode that horse, but who knows, but right now I'm just going to keep doing what it's doing. I got Tony next week. So we'll see what happens. I actually took a look at his lineup. He's got to pick up a couple of receivers, so I'm pretty sure he'll be all right.
This nigga said, I'm on a 3-game win streak. He said, so cool. Like, if you listening to the pod, I want y'all to put some emphasis on that shit. That nigga said, yeah, you know, I just got this little 3-game win streak going. Hey, it might not last forever. It might not last forever, but, you know, we just going to try. Yes. I'm no longer focused on winning the belt back. Those days are beyond us, sir.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sitting here with a 4-6 record. Me making the playoffs means the entire league went to shit overnight.
Yeah.
I can't make top 4. I mean, I could, but it'll be really, really difficult, and I don't want to pray for niggas' downfalls. Like, I prayed for niggas' downfalls all Sunday, and the only downfall was my own.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday, you went up against Kaiser Sose, number 1 in your division.
Yep.
Hey, and you didn't even have none of the game of the week niggas going against you like most of us did in the league. You didn't have them playing for you or against you. You didn't have no Ravens, no Bengals on your team or against your team. So you got lucky, but Jared Allen, bum ass, against the Colts.
Oh, you talking about Josh?
That's what I mean. Josh Allen.
Yeah, we were thinking about the Minnesota Vikings, Jared Allen. That dude was a beast. That dude was a beast when he was playing.
He's the little cowboy shit, the little saddle cattle shit, whatever he got to say. What? We got Josh Allen. He did a 280, a rush touchdown, but he got 2 interceptions. That hurt. 18 points for him. Austin Eckler, we talked about him last week with him on the Commanders, Brian Robinson Jr. coming back, who was going to really take the number one job. Eckler did a damn good job against the Steelers, two touchdowns. Yeah. Here's the thing about the Commanders. And I ain't starting Jaden Daniels. But here's the thing.
I figured you would, but I get it.
Nah. Eagles versus Cowboys way sexier than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's true. That is very true.
I thought about Jaden Daniels going up against the Steelers, and I just had nightmares of TJ Watt coming out of nowhere on the blind side, strip sacking that young man. Like, yeah. I just figured that rookie wasn't prepared for the steel curtain. But
like this is the career path I chosen.
Yeah, facts. Hey, nigga, I might have to go back to school, right?
I might have to pick up another degree.
Watching these Commanders games, they either get the crazy 40-yard catch touchdown, mm-hmm. or they get slow, methodical drives to the red zone, and then they run it in with Robinson Jr. or Eckler, and it's not a lot of touchdowns for Daniels.
But see, that's the thing, though, because he also had McLaurin. So really, I was really eyeing him a lot more. I mean, I was eyeing him and Eckler. So I was just like, okay. And then when Eckler got his two touchdowns, I was just like, damn. Cause there was points in the game where like he was up and then I came up. Really, our game was like a back and forth trying to take the lead. I mean, the lead must have switched like so many times in our game.
Oh, and yeah. Then,
yeah, and
he came down to Monday night.
Yeah.
I mean, and you said he got McLaurin. He also has Zach Ertz. That trifecta. Trifecta whooped my ass because I think it was like the Sunday where fucking Jaden went out with like the rib injury versus the Panthers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started him that week, and then I'm playing against McLaurin, Eckler, and Ertz, and I'm like, oh my god, like this shit just never stopped, because Mariota was finding Ertz 8 targets, 10
see,
targets.
There you go. See, I'm going to emphasize it right there, Mariota. Because listen, like I'm sitting here looking, I mean, he had Dallas Goedert on the bench who gave him 10 and a half compared to Ertz who gave him 7. I mean, yeah, that's a 3-point swing. I get it.
The but swings I mean, are important, though. Those kind of swings are important because the score is 118-113, and maybe that Ertz-Goddard matchup doesn't get the win for him, but, I mean, he really didn't have it anywhere else on his roster to get it from. He's got a lot of injured people, but, I mean, losing by 5 is difficult, but McLaurin is your number one wide receiver if you don't have, like, a star. Like, if you don't have a Jets, if you don't have a Jamar Chase, if you don't have that star, McLaurin will be your star. He's the 1A, the 2A receiver. You got Eckler getting some receiving. Then you got Ertz. That's really all they got over there.
Yeah.
They got Noah Brown who's coming up, but I wouldn't put no stock in him just yet. But, I mean, really, Terry.
Really, other than Bo Nix, like, I still think he did, you know, I still feel like he did good with his bench. Other than just leaving Goddard, which had more points. I was sitting here watching that Denver game, and I'm like, and I'm sitting here, I'm texting you, I'm like, yo, is Denver really going to do this right now? Like, even Bo Nix kind of himself had a game. I mean, yeah, he only had 16 to Josh Allen's 18. Yeah, that's a 2-point swing. But I mean, man.
I like the Broncos. I like that matchup. You know, it's a division game. So even if you're the worst team in the division,
You still show out.
Division games, you still got a better shot than the field because you play these niggas twice a year. It's Sean Payton. You know how he gets cute with the coaching. You know how You know how he likes to do his cool little trick plays and shit.
Yeah, well, he couldn't do it with Russell, so whatever.
Nah, you know what? I think fundamentally, he was not prepared for the type of quarterback that Russ is.
True.
And I think Russ needed that terrible ass season. That starting job in Pittsburgh, and I think he needed Pittsburgh's offensive system to make this shit happen versus what they had going on out there in Denver. It's no receivers in Denver. They got Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, that's pretty much
Jerry Jeudy go. They got
Courtland Sutton. Jerry Jeudy bounced. They traded him.
They got 17 running backs.
What?
Yo, the Broncos keep pulling running backs, and I'm confused at where they keep getting these niggas from. And they're decently serviceable running backs, and that after we run through some of these plays, I'm going to talk about who to pick up out off the waiver wire and who's up next to help carry you through the playoffs. But the Broncos got some heat over there. I'm not a huge Bo Nix fan.
Wow.
But the motherfucker can win. He can go out there and
he can. Like Bo Nix is definitely like that type of quarterback that just loves to like dig in the trenches, and he will just keep grinding at it. Like look at what they almost did. They almost beat Kansas City had they not blocked the field goal.
And I think I don't want to say he's giving me Trevor Lawrence. Like, I killed Trevor Lawrence last week. Yeah. I don't want to say that for Bo. I think he's literally going through that typical rookie shit.
Mm-hmm.
The game is moving too fast for him.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's what happens when you go from college to the NFL.
Yeah, when he gets the ball out, it's a little bit too late. When he gets the ball out, it's a little bit off target because he made a double move or he's throwing it to bracket covered receivers where he's got a receiver, he's got a defender on his head and on his hip, and Nix is still throwing that nigga the ball. Like, there's somebody else is open, bro.
Yeah.
Throw a motherfucker open. These ain't the best receivers ever.
But yo, niggas is open.
These ain't the best receivers ever, and you putting them in tough positions to make plays. Kaiser Soze, you know, he's got some heat. He had J.K. Dobbins. Now Gus Edwards came back, so J.K. Dobbins had to share some of that running back carries, and I think that's what saved you, because he only gave you 8 points, 8.5 for him.
They played Tennessee. Okay.
Davante Adams is buns.
I mean, you ever like watch that shit on Netflix Receiver? Did you watch? Oh my god, this mother. Nah, it's not working no more, bro. You should have. I'd rather would have stayed in Vegas, yo. Fuck that dumb shit. I'm already with a losing team. Why go to another one just because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback? Yo, Aaron Rodgers is a bum, yo. I mean, yeah, he's got one Super Bowl and, what, two MVPs? Okay, cool.
Then they got, like, four.
I don't give a fuck how many he has. He's a fucking bum. Like, he's terrible right now. I'm sorry.
I mean, he's a shell of himself. I'm not going to say he's a bum. Like, I felt that he was. And then talking to WAP. And WAP still
Okay. I think he's a bum because he's over fucking confident, and that's what's killing him. I don't know, but then again, you got to look at everything. You got to look at the O line. I mean, what the fuck? The O line defense. I mean, just everything about the Jets is just falling apart. I don't know, man. The fucking Jets are not what we expected when Aaron Rodgers was pushing so hard to go to the Jets like a season or two seasons ago. When he was just like, all right, yeah, fuck Green Bay, I'm out. I want to go to the Jets. I mean, he made it clear. And it's just like, this is that type of situation where it's just like, yeah, you reap what you sow, motherfucker. Like, you wanted to come here and shit's fucked up. Like, you left Green Bay fucked up. I mean, because what?
Some of this is on the receivers, though.
Say what now?
Some of this is on the receivers.
Devontae
Adams had 13 targets. He caught 6 for 31 yards. Like, that's on Sun. Some of those is on Sun. Dropsies, you not getting open. You not getting breaking coverage.
Devontae's doing dropsies too, so whatever. I mean, I don't know.
It's up and down with Devontae week to week, but you benefited from that. He only put up 9 points. Christian McCaffrey came back. I actually think they got a whole lot more work out of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I thought that they was going to get. I was like, oh shit.
Like when I saw that he put up 16.7, I was just like, damn, he really exceeded the expectations that I thought. Cause I was expecting him to be like within like the 8 to 12 point range, but yo, he went to 16. So it's just like, okay, yeah. Definitely keep him in your lineup. Cause I mean, I see some type of like potential, like some serious, like explosive plays from him since he's been out for like half the season. Like he's ready to ball.
Yeah. 6 receptions, 70 yards.
Yeah.
He ran it 13 times, only got 40 yards running it, but I'm just going to say you can't just run all over Tampa, but also they was coming from, you know, a position of, hey, we not finna put the white ball back out there like to on his first week back. Like it's a long season. We got other running backs. We got other wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
But King showed up ready to party. He had Brock.
BCB.
350 yards, 2 touchdowns, 23 points. Big, big money from your quarterback.
Bro.
If you can get a dub from your quarterback, what happened, right?
Look, let me tell you, because I was literally like, I was back and forth because it was just like, I was like, okay, I want to start Brock, but I mean, I like this matchup between Russ and Washington. And of course, I was texting you that Sunday and I was just like, every time, cause like, I watched Red Zone throughout the day. And once they started showing the Pittsburgh Washington game and Russell Wilson's like tossing the ball, throwing touchdowns, and I'm sitting here, I was getting nervous. I was just like, man. Did I make the mistake of sitting Russ? Cause he's doing it right now. Now, granted, it's early in the games, but thankfully, man, honestly, I'm glad I put in Brock. He put up the numbers that I needed from a quarterback, seriously, because fucking CJ is just like, he's not cutting it, man. Like this motherfucker is out here like a deer in the headlights, like, scared as fuck. I mean, he's got
that old line. Look at that old line.
Bro, not only that, but he's got Stephon now. Nico's out. Like what? Like his receivers are dropping like flies, bro.
Nico just came back this past Sunday against the Lions.
What about Tank? Or is Tank still out too?
Tank Dell's there, but that's really it. Dalton Schultz is there, but.
I picked him up and he didn't do shit. I was like, all right.
It's Joe Mixon. They're a running team. I don't want anybody to mistake the Houston Texans because they got a young black quarterback who's dynamic. When Diggs goes down and Nico Collins is just coming back and he was gone for, I think, like a month. With that, their situation has changed. They're a running team now. They need to get a lead early, and then they just need to run the fucking ball so that you can put 8 men in the box and they can do a play action, something or another. But they can't. That O-line is terrible. The way CJ was getting chased on Sunday by them fucking Detroit niggas, them Detroit niggas had black.
And you're playing Detroit?
Detroit versus everybody.
Detroit versus everybody. Yo, shout out to Detroit, Michigan. Yo, all day, every day.
They got a number one schedule. So even their bad games, I'd be like, yeah, but that's the best team in that division last season. that they playing. It ain't no chump. Like, I think things will be good for them, but be mindful with CJ. Be mindful of the matchups. But you got Jones. I got some heat about Jones, too, but he gave you 12 points. Kareem Hunt, that son of a bitch, gave you 17. I hate him. I hate him so much.
I love it. I love it. It's like, listen. There was so many cats I remember trying to go after him, and I was, and this was like during my, my 6 weeks of losing. So my position was like right then and there. I probably had like the number one, spot for the waiver wire, and I was just like immediately Kareem Hunt. And like, I remember looking back, like probably maybe a couple people was trying to get him too, but I had already picked him up. So at this point in the season, since we are halfway into the season, it's motherfuckers like me, you, and everybody that doesn't have, like, a losing record, but somewhat of a subpar, like, we can somewhat climb back. We're those type of motherfuckers where it's just like, yo, right now, I'm picking up niggas to play keep away. Fuck that dumb shit.
100%. Yeah, that's
I'm good playing defense. Keep away.
That's good defense. I let go of some decent players and picked up some potential heat just so that y'all couldn't have that heat.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this nigga line up against me on Sunday, so I got to pick him.
Yeah.
And maybe I start him. Maybe I sit him on my bench. Darnell Mooney. That's you, player.
Shit. I picked up Keenan Allen. I was just like,
Yeah, I picked him up and let him go after a week or two.
I know. I picked him up just because. So I was just like, nah, he can still beat. But, you know, Chicago, oh, my God, the fucking Bears, bro. Like, they already fired, like, their offensive coordinator. I just literally found that out earlier.
Yeah, everybody's done over there.
Yeah. Everybody's
done. They look terrible.
Yo, if I'm the owner of the Chicago Bears, I'm sitting here like, yo, shooting myself in the foot. Like, I told you, dumb motherfuckers, you should have got Jaden.
I don't even think Jaden could survive in that system that they got over there. I don't know, because they got heat, they got weapons. DJ Moore,
they brought weapons for him. That's what's crazy.
But Caleb was the big bodied quarterback.
Man, fuck that shit. I think Caleb's scared. Fuck that shit. I said
it. He's running for his life out there.
He's fucking scared.
He just looks just like Justin Fields did, except for he got fingernail polish on. That's the only difference.
Wait, what?
What? You didn't know?
Who the fuck has fingernail polish on?
Caleb Williams, the quarterback.
Why?
You want my honest answer or you want my pod answer?
Yo, I want you to give me the answer because I've known you for like 30 fucking years.
I think that men wearing fingernail polish is something that is no longer taboo in today's climate.
Why?
I still think it's gay.
It is very fucking gay.
But at the same time, Tupac had a nose ring too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. King had a nose ring in 08.
Oh, fuck, I did. You didn't think I was going to catch that shit? Get the fuck out of here. Wow.
Yo, King had a nose ring in 08.
You know the fuck saying? I did.
He had a little Michael Jordan hoop earring in his nose. That's cool, though.
Is Michael Jordan still got a hoop in?
Hey, yo, I want you niggas to know I better not catch any of you Nick dogs in public with hoop earrings. You can't even wear dangly earrings. I don't care if it's like a long little chain with an angel hanging from it.
Nothing, period.
No hoop earrings, no dangly earrings, unless you're Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams has earned the right to wear dangly earrings.
Yeah. Facts.
But that's it. So, King's game went to Monday. Tyreek Hill A-Chain saved his life. They gave him 21 points collectively. He also had George Kittle give him 14 and Shakir give him 11. Bucker, hey, cold as ice, he gave you 10 points, so you won. You beat Kaiser Sose by 5 points.
Yep. But I was projected to go 130, and that's what I was kind of hoping for. But, you know, that's just me being selfish. But, you know, a win's a win.
Earlier, we talked about the Baltimore Bengals game. Mm-hmm. And my man, she wanted my third legged. He's going up against Mike, and yep. Mike had Jamar Chase, and he had Mark Andrews.
Whoa, I did not see that score. God damn.
So he had Jamar Chase and Mark Andrews. Delco had Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of Thursday night, the score was 32-75.
Ooh.
What? Jamar Chase put up 55 points.
Yeah.
3 touchdowns, 11 receptions, 264 yards.
How often are you going to get that from a receiver? Like, that's like the dream game. That's the game that you want from your receivers almost every week, wishful thinking. But if you can get it that one week that Mike did, almost 60 points by one dude, your receiver, against Baltimore?
Division rivals, Thursday night football, best Thursday night game all season. Nobody plays the Ravens better than the Bengals. The Bengals have not won, but nobody plays the Ravens.
Yeah, they lost by a point.
Yep. because and I talked about it last week. I said, hey, you should go for two. You should go for two. Everybody who didn't go for two, they lost. Yeah. Baker Mayfield didn't go for two, and they lost in overtime. Well, I'm sitting here Thursday saying, hey, I know I just potted about this shit.
Yeah.
Saying go for two. I don't mean that shit no more.
Wow.
I'd rather take Baltimore to overtime because that's not Patrick Mahomes. Still lethal. Lamar Jackson is still lethal when it counts, but I want to lose in overtime to Lamar Jackson versus losing in regulation. I actually want to lose in overtime every time for the most part, but I'm not even playing around with Pat.
I mean, okay, so I'm looking at the scores. I'm looking at Jamar, and then I'm looking at Lamar Jackson's score. Yo, Mike's freaking wide receiver outscored his fucking quarterback. What?
Mike's wide receiver. Listen, Mike didn't even have his lineup fully set.
I know.
Until Sunday.
He has Drake May as his quarterback. And you know what? Hey, he said, fuck it. I'm going to throw the rookie out there. Let's just see what happens. Still pulled out a 184 with a touchdown. Yeah, he threw a pick, but I don't think that pick was his fault. If I remember the replay right, but whatever.
I mean, 184.
He threw for 184.
Listen, this was over on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We just had to watch it play all the way through. And Doko, you know, he's got a lot of buys. He's got a lot of people that are, he's just a victim of buys and injuries. He got 3 people on buys. He got 2 people that didn't even fucking play.
Oh, man. He's got Cooper and T. Higgins on the bench. damn, they could be monsters for him.
Sitting on donuts.
Especially Amari Cooper, if he can get healthy, man.
Yeah, I think he'll be a difference maker with Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Another king, a top-tier performer that took an L this week is Tony. Tony went up against the Chirac Wapners.
Boo-wop, what up?
And Boo-wop had Burrow. So that's four touchdowns, 428 yards, 33 points for your quarterback. You love to see it.
Yep.
He had Breece Hall. He had Jahmyr Gibbs, 12 points each. Samuel, 12 points. Steady Eddie. James Conner.
Damn, James Conner dropping 22.
22 because they run in fucking Arizona. They was playing the Jets.
Of course.
The game got away from them early. No,
Cardinals defense was getting to Aaron Rodgers, bro. They was giving him a hard game, like a hard time all game.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers ain't mobile like he used to be. You remember that cool little shit he used to do, little high-stepping shit he used to do in Green Bay?
And then, like, little fling with the wrist, throw the football.
Hell yeah, man. Them days is far beyond us, sir. Like, he ain't Kirk Cousins with it. Like, he not a statue.
You like that?
But he not the Aaron Rodgers that he remember either.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of the problem. But, I mean, they O-line ain't the best. But he just don't have time to get his shit off. But nah. James Conner gave him 22. Buffalo defense gave him 17. He had nobody on the bench, and he got 147. Now, Tony got 119. Sam Darnold gave him 6 points.
Damn.
But Bijan Robinson.
Oh, yeah, he balled. He fucking balled. Yo, I know you and Callie was, like, texting and on the phone or something, bro.
Well, yeah, you know, the Falcons versus the Saints, you know. It's an ugly game. Yeah. It's an ugly game. I hate it every time it happens, but, you know, twice a year we're going to get up.
Yeah.
But Bijan and Chuba Hubbard, that's 54 points. Minnesota defense. And Buffalo's kicker.
He had two running backs that gave him over 20.
And when that happens, your quarterback can only give you 6 points. But if your quarterback puts up a good effort, maybe you still have a chance. Here's the shit here's where Tony lost.
Yeah.
He got Kyler Murray on the bench.
What?
And he got Kyler Murray on the bench, and I don't know who I take.
What?
Kyler Murray versus the Jets or Sam Darnold versus the Jaguars. I think I take Sam Darnold versus the Jaguars.
Okay. Yeah, he had a little dilemma there. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
He has now he's missing a wide receiver.
Right. He but that's 8 points would have helped him though.
He got Metcalf. By Collins, no production. Brian Thomas Jr. only 3 points.
But also, he messed up on one position, yo.
That's the only place he messed up is the empty wide receiver slot.
He had Hockenson on the bench with 15.
Yeah, I wouldn't have started Hockenson either, though.
Nobody would have expected Hockenson to go like that because I'm sitting here watching Red Zone and I'm just sitting here. They showed the Vikings game. Hockenson is like catching balls and scoring touchdowns or whatever. No, he didn't score a touchdown. He had 8 receptions, 72 yards. But he put up 15.2 points. And I'm just sitting here like, yo, I remember earlier in the season, he's been out. So immediately, like, when I looked him up to see if he was still available, you know, Tony had picked him up. So I was just like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm one of him because I had him last year. And he got hurt, like, right when the playoffs started for us.
Mm-hmm.
But he just came back. The only thing about the Vikings is, they got three fucking tight ends. Hockenson is tight end number three. Not that he's third on their depth chart. I don't know where he stands there, but they got
Hilbert is going to be number one.
They got Munt, they got Oliver, and then they got TJ Hockenson. They got three big white boys who like to go out there and block.
Yeah.
And Hockenson is just the only one with wheels. You feel me? Like, yeah. Hockenson can get down the field. Munt, Oliver, not so much, but they're just big-ass white boys. So I don't know what that's going to look like. So I understand him not starting him either, but a start with him in the tight end position gives him 11 more points. But he needed to drop somebody for that open slot and wide receiver.
Yeah.
And who are you going to drop? He just picked up Tillman. He just, and Tillman's on a bye. Do you want to give him up? Do you want to give up DK Metcalf? Like, who do you, like, he was just in a position where he just said, fuck it. I'm going to put my guys out here.
Yeah.
Down a position. Keep my team as it is. And we'll figure it out. And he took an L.
Yeah.
He took an L.
Yeah. For sure. But
damn it. DeMayer is back. See, we talk up DeMayer on the pod, and then he starts getting dubs out here. 91-83 versus California. Nothing huge over here except for 20 points from Travis Kelce. 8 receptions, 64 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, because
it's going to be 5. It's going to be 5 receptions every week from Kelce for the rest of the season. Mark my words.
You want to know what's crazy is that Xavier Worthy is being passed around our league so much.
Oh, he's a whore.
Like, pretty much we're all slutting Xavier Worthy out or some shit like that. It's just like, cause I actually thought about wanting to pick him up, but I'm just like, I don't think the biracial angel is going to throw it to him that much. So I'm just going to let him sit and chill. I mean, cause right now, it's just like you said, like, right now, it's all about Kelce. First half of the season, he really wasn't being targeted like that, and now he's, you know, I mean, what, he had the one game, what was it, last week or the week before? He had like 15 catches in a game. Like, what the fuck? Like, damn.
Oh man, it's ugly.
It's always ugly.
It's ugly. It's ugly this season. I want to dedicate this song to Zay Flowers. I want to dedicate this song to Zay Flowers. I want to dedicate this song to Marvin Harrison Jr. You know? Some of you wide receivers ain't real. I'm so fucking sick of you niggas. I came up here 2 weeks ago and I lost because I did not start Zay Flowers.
Even last week, bro.
Shit. So last week, that's what I'm saying. I made it a point. Yo, we gonna start, son, this week. We gonna start Zay Flowers. We gonna make sure he get his flowers.
Mm-hmm.
4 receptions, 34 yards. in a barn burner, bro. The score was 35 to 34.
Oof.
Oof. It was touchdowns coming from everywhere. Mark Andrews got one. Derrick Henry got one, of course. Mm-hmm. I think Rashard Bateman. That motherfucker is getting the targets that Zay Flowers should be getting.
Right.
Rashard Bateman last week, he was targeted 8 times. He caught 6 for 54 yards and a touchdown.
And guess who's on the waiver wire right now, still, while we're doing this podcast?
Is it Rashard Bateman? That's
yes, it is. I literally just looked before we got on the pod. That nigga's still available on the waiver wires.
So I start Hurts. I start Barkley. 36 points, 37 points between the two of them. Low game for Barkley. Only 66 yards.
Yo, really?
Only 66 rushing yards.
Yo, he should have been backflipping over these niggas, yo. What the fuck are we talking about?
Get that nigga the fuck off the field early.
Yo, I don't give two shits if Michael Parsons is on the field. Saquon should have been doing backflips over his ass. What the fuck are we talking about?
For what?
Because that's what Saquon fucking does.
Listen, don't get your bell cow running back injured because you want him to play all 4 quarters against the bum ass Cowboys.
Mm.
The final score is 34-6.
Yeah.
As soon as we up 21-3.
That's a wrap.
Hey, I'm pulling all the starters, bro. Jalen.
Not after 21.
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, after 21, because of course they got the backup QB.
It's everybody backup. Kenneth Gainwell.
Other than CeeDee, that was it. And CeeDee was just like, yo, my nigga, I need you to like John Cena the fucking curtains over here and close the fucking stadium, yo. It's too sunny over here.
Oh, everybody. I can't
see the fucking ball. Close the curtains.
Now, if you're the losing team, you can't do that. That's how Dak got the money he got today. Garbage time.
Oh,
Dak shines in garbage time. If you're the losing team, you can't look like you giving up. You gotta keep trying, but the winning team go out there, send them second string niggas out there. Kenneth Gainwell, who's the other running back? They got like 2 more. Run for the first down.
After Ezekiel Elliott, it's just like, I don't know who the fuck else is there.
Yeah, stay in bounds. That's all I need you to do. Stay in bounds.
Yo, Ezekiel, like, what the fuck? You switched your number up and everything thinking you was going to do shit. You're not doing shit. Hell, last week, the motherfucker was suspended.
The Crop Top Crusader.
Didn't even travel with the team to Atlanta. Nigga still lost.
Yo, that, I think there might be a 30 for 30 on my nigga, bro.
Oh, I hope so, bro. Yo, I think
there might be in like 20 years.
Premier. Hold on. I've been doing this thing to where like I've been listening to like a lot of like iHeartRadio, right? And so on iHeartRadio, I'm like listening to like the Dallas like sports stations down there. Yo, everybody down there is talking cash trash. Like, yo, these Dallas Cowboys, like, yo, they mishandled the money. Like, Jerry Jones is like this, that, and the third. Like, the things I be hearing just on Dallas alone, dude. It's literally such a laughing stock. But like Jerry doesn't give a fuck, bro. As long as the Cowboys are talked about, as long as money is coming in, that's all Jerry cares about, man. I don't know why the fuck Dallas Cowboy fans are so fucking delusional. I mean, I don't think they're delusional now. They don't need to be delusional now. Y'all motherfuckers can't win for shit. because your fucking owner over here wants nothing but the money. He, like, yo, the 90s was his decade when they, you know, when they won their 3 Super Bowls or whatever, bro. Other than that, he probably, it probably got to a point where it was just like, yo, fuck this shit. America's team, brand, billions. That's all he cares about, man. I'm sorry, but that's just what it is. But you can't tell these motherfuckers that shit, yo. You could probably tell some of them. And what I mean by some of them, I mean by, like, Dallas Cowboys fans. Some of them probably are getting it, like, yeah, it's Jerry Jones. Others are probably still stuck in their ways, like, nah, yo, we can still win. Like, no, the fuck.
You He's definitely still stuck in his ways, but I will say.
Yeah.
He is an astute businessman.
Exactly.
I don't think that any, well, one, no owners in the league have as much visibility as he does. I think that's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
But I do think he has a great marketing mind.
Yeah.
So niggas is complaining because son interrupts practice. Because he's coming down with the helicopter on the field while niggas is practicing. And they got to stop practicing so he can come through with the helicopter. And then the helicopter can leave.
Mm-hmm.
Son put the practice facility somewhere. And now they build in businesses around this practice facility.
What?
Outdoor practice facility. Now they're starting to build shit around it. Why you do that? Because they're going to pay me to get on this land so that they can watch the Cowboys practice. Listen, son does great business.
Yes. Now,
do I wish he didn't meddle in the Cowboys business as much?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, but at the same time, he's got to stay connected because he don't want to just be the mascot for the Cowboys.
All
right. That shit run. Niggas jump because I say so. Now, he's like the old baseball scouts. You know what I'm saying? You see the baseball scouts and they be like, oh, yeah. He's got an ugly girlfriend. He's not gonna have a lot of run base percentage. Like, I don't get how the two correlate, but okay, cook. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he's got a thick ass.
Yo,
because he got a big ass and childbearing hips.
Yo, if the quarterback's girlfriend's knocked up, like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, I don't know what most of this shit has to do, but white people treat everything like slavery. And Jerry Jones in the locker room talking about who dick big. Like, oh, yeah, no, I can give him a contract extension. He got 9 inches. Like, that's crazy, Jerry. Don't ever do that again, Jerry. But I think this is just a down year for them, bro. Think about Dak. What is it? 2 seasons? This will be his set. If he's out for the rest of the season,
he's out the rest of the year. He's undergoing season ending surgery. He's done. Yeah,
for the second time in his career. He had the one where his fucking ankle turned every way, which way but loose. And now he got this.
You want to know what that shit is? It's because this dumbass motherfucker is doing those fucking hip jerking, whatever the shit that the fuck that he does. That pregame shit. Like, that shit, yo, stop doing that shit, yo. That shit looks stupid as fuck. I'm sorry.
You don't like it when that nigga be doing the bachata?
Whatever the fuck it's called. He be sitting.
You ain't never had you a boricua. Mi familia, go in there and do the bachata. Now, I lost 118-127 to Jimmy. Jimmy had some sleeper heat. He had Chase Brown. I tried to get Chase Brown weeks ago. I could not get Chase Brown. He's the second running back. It's Zach Moss and then Chase Brown on the Bengals.
Oh, okay.
Because Mixon left. Now, they don't like Zach Moss. Yeah. They don't like Zach Moss, so it's really just Chase Brown, and I got Khalil Herbert because I know he's Chase Brown's backup.
Okay.
I don't start Khalil Herbert because I know this ain't the game for him to get a gang of yards in. I knew they was going to air this hoe out. But Chase Brown put up 22 points, 42 yards, a touchdown, a fumble, and he had, I think he had like 7-8 receptions. Like, Chase Brown was it.
Yeah.
When they needed him, Chase Brown was it. AK, AJ Brown, 15 points each. Neighbors, McBride, 10 points. Jonathan Taylor, 14. I mean,
Oh, shit. He's got Kamara Brown and Jonathan Taylor? What?
And Montgomery. And Ramondre Stevenson.
Oh, he had Montgomery on the bench. Ooh.
And Nick Chubb. He's got all the running backs, bro.
Yo, you want to talk about keep away for real?
But he did most of this in the draft. Chase Brown, he picked up on the waiver wire.
Right.
He did most of this in the draft.
Oh, my God. He's playing serious keep away with the running back game right now.
It's, and I said this a couple pods ago. This Russian roulette shit is not going to benefit you because you got too many hitters but not enough receivers.
Right.
I trust AJ Brown. I trust Malik Neighbors sometimes. Sometimes. But I started Flowers, Buns. Mixon gave me 17. Darnell Mooney gave me 14.
Nigga, you started Vanilla Vic.
I started Vanilla Vic. So this is what I did. At 12:30, I outthought the room. 12:30, 30 minutes before game time. I'm looking at Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm looking at the matchup. Mm-hmm. All I can say is he's wide receiver number one. Who do you put on wide receiver number one if you're the New York Jets? You put number one on him, Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
I went and looked up Sauce Gardner's stats. I think this nigga only gave up like 8 catches all season. They don't even throw his side of the field most games. That's how it's like Revis Island all over again.
He said Revis Island all over again. Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. You're going up against Sauce and you're inconsistent. I don't feel bad about sitting you on the bench today. I find somebody in flex. Taysom Hill, Vanilla Vic.
I can't believe you did that.
I want you to know, Vanilla Vic, you let Nas down.
I can't believe you did that.
So
I can't believe you put in Vanilla Vic.
Why not?
Bruh.
Why not?
I mean, because you would have had another fucking flex with fucking Bucky Irving with 17 points.
I know. I could have played Bucky.
My God. And I was even watching that game on the red zone. I'm just sitting here watching Bucky do his thing, and I'm just like, why the fuck did Premier not put this dude in?
Because Bucky is back to the number two running back position.
Oh, my God.
White came back and took his job. Bucky Irving just made sure he took advantage of the little bit of playing time that he getting.
Yeah.
But Marvin Harrison Jr. and Bucky Irving both have the 9 points that I needed to fucking win. Taysom Hill, and listen, Taysom Hill, they had a decent game plan for him.
Yeah.
He gave me 7 points, 2 receptions for 36 yards. And then he also ran the ball for 15 yards on 4 or 5 attempts, and he almost got a touchdown. Almost. That's the only reason why I played him in my flex, because he can literally go do it all. He can pass, he can run the ball, he can do special teams, he can go out there and catch as an actual tight end.
But honestly, like, if teams see him on the field, like, that's a gimme.
Nah, not always. And sometimes you just can't stop it because he's fast.
True.
And Chris Olave's still down. It's the Falcons. So I know it's a rivalry. Like, I'm like, we're going to do some cool shit this week. Any other week, I do not pick Taysom Hill to start in my lineup. I pick either Bucky or Marvin Harrison. This week, I just started Vanilla Vic, and I got to live with that. That was ugly. So let's talk waiver wire pickups. We talked about it earlier, but I want y'all to know, the Broncos, they have Javonte Williams. Mm-hmm. They have something McCullough, and they also have Aldrick Estime. Pick him up if you see him out there. He's going to take the lion's share of the running back touches in the upcoming weeks.
Okay.
Ricky Pearsall.
Oh, yeah. He definitely finally scored his first touchdown this year.
Yeah. White boy got shot in the chest two times.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, he's out. He's ready to bowl. Why not give him a shot?
With Brandon Ayuk out for the season, Debo's kind of up and down, and they use Debo for everything. Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Johnson.
He's like that sneaky type of player that you know you don't really look for, but yo, he can score touchdowns, yo, for real.
Maybe up and coming, Jordy Nelson. Yeah. Who knows? He's kind of fast.
Again, we just said, you know, the man just got shot before the season. So, like, you know.
Cam Akers. This is for you, King.
Wait, what?
Cam Akers. He was the backup running back on the Texans. He left the Texans, and now he's on Minnesota. With your running back being the Minnesota running back, you want to pick up his backup. Just in case that nigga goes down. So Cam Akers. Gus Edwards. He's the backup to J.K. Dobbins with the Chargers. Keep an eye on him. He's back. He got fresh legs. It's going to be a long winter. And when we get closer and closer to these playoffs, I'm pretty sure those bell cows from the first part of the season will need a little bit of breathing room. Tajay Spears, same thing. He's out there in Tennessee. He's back up to, I don't even know who the fucking running back is, but he's the backup.
Yeah. I think we pretty much covered.
Jalen Wright with the Dolphins. So last night he got more carries than Mostert. Which said something to me. Yeah, he got more carries than Mostert.
Ooh, I might have to drop him then.
He got more carries than Mostert, and they moved up in the draft to pick him up.
Like, I'll drop Mostert just to create space.
Play keep away first and see what the nigga look like on your roster.
I feel like we're on some Tom Brady shit. Like, we're not supposed to be talking about this.
This is Deflate Gate? What is this? Waiver Wire Gate?
Like, we shouldn't be talking about this shit. Like, we're owners of teams, and it's just like we're discussing like all the shit that we're not supposed to be talking about, but it's our fucking league, so fucking what?
And I know Son is like the third string running back right now because he's been injured all season, but Marshawn Lloyd with the Packers.
Oh, behind Josh Jacobs?
He's behind Josh Jacobs and behind a whole nother nigga. But Marshawn Lloyd, as soon as he's back healthy, he's taking his spot rightfully behind Josh Jacobs. Mm. And he's going to be a monster. I think when it comes down to game scripting, Breece Hall has like top three easiest schedules remaining for the rest of the season. Okay. So if you have Breece Hall, keep him. If you want to use him as trade bait, get your money's worth. You got to act fast.
I don't know.
Listen, if I had the weaponry to give up for Breece Hall, I probably would, but I got Saquon already. So I got Saquon and Mixon. And both of them have had their bye weeks. So yeah. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But going into the byes, going into the later season, just make sure you hit your waiver wires. Make sure you do your homework. Just make sure y'all are paying attention to the details of the game. This week is going to be ugly. But I'm looking forward to the matchups. Actually, real life matchups. There's one that I'm looking forward to. Eagles Commanders on Thursday.
Oh, that's this Thursday. Damn, so quick with it. Okay.
Eagles Commanders on Thursday, Ravens Steelers on Sunday. I want y'all to know that this is the Steelers' first division game of the season. We are currently in week 11. This is the Steelers' first division game of the season. They're literally going division. They have the worst back-end schedule out of any NFL team.
Okay.
Like, they're going to play the fucking Ravens. They're going to play somebody else, and then they're going to play the Chiefs, like, all within 10 days around Christmas. Like, they're going to have a Sunday night game, a Thursday game, and then another Sunday game. Like,
well, because, you know, holidays are coming up with Thanksgiving games, and then you got December games with Christmas and everything, because, you know, the NFL now wants to put Christmas games with NBA games, which I think is a fucking goddamn red flag on Roger Goodell. So
do it. Everybody's at the crib. Why not put a fucking game on, bro? What are you talking about?
Fuck that shit. Christmas is NBA, man, not NFL.
Bro, nobody's watching the Knicks on Christmas.
I don't want this year for a Christmas game. I have to look.
Nah, the Knicks, the Nets, the Hawks, the fucking Nuggets, the San Antonio, like, it's always some bums scheduled to play on Christmas. it's some heat on there too, but it ain't nothing. I ain't running to the TV on Christmas for basketball like I am football. Yeah, everybody's home. Everybody's gathered around. You going to other people's houses. Hey, you got a TV, Chief? Hey, run that NBC real quick. The Cowboys.
He said run that NBC real quick.
Next week, you start CJ Stroud, Cowboys versus the Texans on Monday Night Football. Maybe you start CJ Stroud. I don't know.
I'm looking at it. I don't know.
What Drake say? I don't know.
Ooh, so look, since we're talking fantasy, so especially when it comes to my basketball league, like, I fucking won this week, so I'm 2-1. Just real fucking quick, fucking Steph Curry, like, on, like, Monday, Tuesday night, fucking dropped me 70 fucking points in one fucking night. I said, yo, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, get the fuck out of here. Literally dropped me 70 fucking points. Fucking Kyrie did his goddamn thing too. I'm glad I got Steph and Kyrie in a sense, because it's just like one of those things where, like, fucking Kyrie dropped me 82. Yo, Klay fucking Thompson with Dallas, bro. I'm loving this shit. The first game that he played, the first week, he dropped me 50. Yo, you got Klay and Steph going, like, what is it, like, tomorrow or sometime later in the week, like, Golden State and Dallas is going to play. Bro, I want to see Klay do it, bro, against his old teammates, bro.
I don't want to talk about Klay.
Klay has been balling for me on my fantasy basketball, yo. Like,
That breakup's too fresh for me.
Bruh, I got Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson. What? Bang, 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 bang. Shooters.
I don't want to talk about that. My heart hurts too much. And clearly, you ain't real either.
Yeah.